It's been nearly a year since a controversial abortion pill was approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Abortion rights advocates predicted the availability of a non-surgical abortion would make the procedure more widely available. Opponents warned the pill could make women consider pregnancy as something that could be ended easily and casually. A survey indicates that the pill hasn't had much of an impact on medical practice. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The abortion pill, RU486, also known as mifepristone, has been available in Europe for 12 years. Abortion rights supporters battle to bring it to the U.S. The promise? A non-surgical abortion controlled as much by the woman as by her doctor, and a way to expand the number of doctors offering abortions. But a survey of 800 doctors by the Kaiser Family Foundation suggests that doctors are not rushing to offer mifepristone. Tina Hoff headed the study.
1 year after mifepristone was approved by the FDA, 6% of gynecologists and about 1% of general practice physicians have made it available to patients who are seeking medical abortions.
That's not what doctors said before mifepristone was approved. Early last year, in another Kaiser survey, a third of family practitioners and 40% of gynecologists said they'd consider it.
Last year, this was a theoretical question, and this year it's reality. And we're just now seeing doctors come to terms with what it means to offer medical abortions.
It's not as simple as prescribing a pill. Women come back to the office to take a second pill to expel the embryo and later to make sure the abortion is complete. Doctors also have to arrange for surgical backup. Surveyed doctors said their patients weren't asking for mifepristone, and doctors were concerned about protests and violence. Dr. Paul Blumenthal, former director of Planned Parenthood of Maryland, says he's not surprised that physicians have not immediately adopted mifepristone.
It takes a while for doctors, and especially in the private office setting, the private practice setting, it really takes some time to figure out how you can incorporate this into your practice, because so much of medical abortion is counseling. But to incorporate a lot of counseling into an office, which is often a busy office, that's sometimes difficult for people.
Polls show Americans tend to support abortions early in pregnancy and oppose those done later. Abortion rights advocates promoted mifepristone as a pill that can be used as soon as a woman discovers she's pregnant. But Randall O'Bannon with the National Right to Life Committee says the new survey shows that approach didn't work.
They spent a year trying to change their image and the image of abortion. But now it's clear from what we've seen from reports all over the country, including this data here about the use of it, that women aren't buying it, that doctors aren't buying it, and that the American public isn't buying it. And I think why? And that's because even though they've been marketing this as some sort of new miracle pill, all they're really selling is the same old product, and that's the destruction of human lives.
But Paul Blumenthal says more patients are beginning to ask for the pill. And the Kaiser Family Foundation's Tina Hoff says doctors are showing more interest, too.
It's relatively early in the process. We heard in our survey a significant number of additional physicians who weren't currently offering the drug saying that they'd be interested in doing it in the future.
Meanwhile, the National Right to Life Committee is investigating the recent death of a woman in Canada who took mifepristone in a research study. The sponsor of the study says the death was unrelated to the drug. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.